News Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. The views and opinions on this show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of WGNS, its management, other hosts, or advertisers.
And we are on the air. Edwin Lee Raymer here with you. How y'all doing? I hope everybody's team made it to the final 68 teams, because that's been the big topic of discussion here. And I talked to Jeff earlier. He's going to be calling in later, so we've got to put him on the air, Jackson. He's all hopped up. The MTSU girls get to play Louisville. That's going to be good. I'm going to like that. Now, folks, we've got a great guest for you tonight. And Luis, is it Mata? Mata,
yes, sir.
Mata?
Yes, sir.
Hello, Luis. How are you?
Hello, Ed. It's a pleasure to be here with you and to all the listeners today, and I'm excited for this. Thank you for
the
opportunity.
I know you are, and you won't be here in a few minutes. I've got him chained to the desk, folks, so he can't run. This is his first time on live radio, so bear with us, young man. How are you, my friend? Good to make your acquaintance.
Yes, sir. Likewise. Now, I'm doing well. It's a Sunday, ready for the big week coming up ahead, and I'm ready to be here. Yes, sir.
Now, you've got a piece of work in front of you that you're striving. You're wanting a job.
I sure am.
Tell the folks all about it, because we're going to talk about it later tonight.
Absolutely. So it is the job for the Tennessee State House of Representatives in District 49, covering the Laverne, Smyrna, North Murfreesboro area.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Laverne, Smyrna, North Murfreesboro.
That's right. Okay. You know, we're happy to be here and excited to take this on. You know, we know that it's long journey ahead till November 5th, general election, but we are ready to go. Great team, great strategy in place, and we are ready to make it happen. Yes, sir.
We're going to talk with Luis. You think I'm not talented? I've learned how to text my wife and talk on the radio at the same time. This
that
old man,
talent.
You can teach an old dog new tricks.
That's right.
Okay. Thanks, hon. And, you know, we're going to list after a while all the ways you can listen to us. And it is a pleasure to make your acquaintance, really. And this will be something new for you. You've never run for office before.
That's right.
Never. That's bound to be exciting in itself, you know.
But, oh, yeah.
You know, I've told a lot of my guests, you know, you get up here, I say you, I'm talking about people like me. And you complain and you gripe and you raise Cain and all this. And I say, you know, and I've done the same thing. But, you know, and of all the people I know, a lot of them, I admit, have put their name on a ballot. I never have. And I probably never will, being in a position here that I'm in. And plus, with everything else I do, it will probably be a little tough for me. There's a lot of people don't like me in this county, believe it or not. And I know that's hard to believe, but. No, I mean, but I admire you for putting your name on a ballot. And we have folks here, they've been out there and in the batter's box 2, 3, 4 times, and I admire them. They do it. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of effort. I don't care which office you're running for, it takes effort. And it's more than just going on Facebook and putting a couple of signs out in the yard. I mean, it really is pressing the flesh and all that. We're going to talk to, hopefully, some of your constituents will be calling in here.
Great.
And we're going to go, I'll tell you what, let's do. Jax, let's go ahead and go on the air, if we could. And, you know, we'll kick this thing off. Jackson's on the board, going to do a good job, as always. But for right now, my name is Edwin Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio WGNS.
All right, that's a little rock and roll for you to get you kicked off on the right foot here tonight. And this is Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and I'm your host, Ed Raymer. This show's produced at studios WGNS. AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great Volunteer State, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You can reach us tonight, us and Luis, at 6 with your questions, comments, or your thoughts at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. 1450. That's the AM call letters, 1450. And you can also send us a text to that number, and Jackson will be glad to get it and read it over the air. Me or Luis will be glad. He'll write it down, hand it to us. We'll read it for some of you. Read it if some of you don't want to be on the air live, or you're a little too shy to be. We certainly understand. Now, you can listen to us, of course, just on the good old-fashioned radio, which is how I got here back when Noah unloaded the boat. And, yeah, Noah unloaded the boat, and that's what I said. You know, I said, you know, Bart Walker was sitting down there where the tower is, and, hey, Noah, what's going on? You know? Oh, my God. I'm telling you, we've been here a while, and some of us a bit longer than others, but seriously. You can find us now, and radio has become a different medium. We are on YouTube Live, and it's under Ed Raymer's show, or maybe Edwin Lee Raymer, okay? Type it in on YouTube. You can find us. You can find us on Facebook Live, News Radio, WGNS, Stitcher. My wife listens on Alexa. And then, like I say, if some folk, I don't know if anybody even has a radio in their home anymore. Everybody's got a telephone. If you got that, you can download the WGNS app and take WGNS with you wherever you go and listen whenever you wish. And always try to, if you get a chance at 6 p.m. on Sunday night, tune in Angela Bingham. She's doing a great job for us, and she's got just a fine program. She's been on there, I think, now a little over 5 years. I'll stand corrected on that. And she is part of the Bingham Sisters, and they've been singing since they crawled out of the baby crib. So wonderful, wonderful people doing great work, feeding people, taking care of people. Louis, what made you? Tell us your story. I want you to listen to this, folks. This is a true. Tell us what's going on and how you got here.
Please. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, again, Ed, I'm honored to be here with you tonight and with all the folks.
Thank you
listening.
Very much. Thank you.
Hearing you talk, you know, there's no excuse not to tune in. You all are everywhere. So.
Well, we all are. Yeah. Supposed to be anyway. Okay? No, go ahead. Make yourself at home.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, I am a proud immigrant. I'm a proud immigrant from Mexico. I moved here in 2000 when I was 5 years old with my mom. We came here to...
So consequently, your English is excellent.
Yeah. Yes, no, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, there's none of this. It's a pleasure to be here in your country and all that. We've got to go through all that. You know, no offense. I don't mean that. You know what I'm saying, though. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
no,
please.
No, absolutely. So, you know, we moved here and back in 2000, you know, my grandfather had started some restaurants in the Knoxville area. So we came over here to run those restaurants, be in the restaurant industry. We did that for basically my entire childhood was spent sleeping on the restaurant booths. You know, I actually learned English because I would go up to random people at the tables and
really?
I would come up to them. You know, they'd be on dates. They'd be, you know, families out there coming to dinner, coming to lunch, whatever it may be. And I would just go up to them and just spark a conversation. I didn't know any English. And
really?
Yeah, I was literally 5 years old walking up to these tables, and eventually that is how I learned English. And
now, did your parents speak English? I guess, well, apparently they did. They were here. They picked it up or whatever the case might
be. Yeah, so we picked it up because of the restaurant industry. We came here. I know my mom, she picked it up here. Same with me, and that's how I learned, and I actually ended up meeting somebody who was about my age at the restaurant. I came up to them. I was like, hey, you look about my age. Let's go and outside and throw the football or whatever.
Right, sure.
So him and his grandmother, they were the ones that took me in. It would be some days that I'd go into the restaurant with my mom, and, you know, I'd again, be there my entire days, and they would come over, they'd pick me up, they'd take me to the house, they'd teach me English, math, all that stuff, and so I was prepared and ready to go for that next school year.
Right, sure.
So, you know, I so that was my childhood right there, and eventually I was you know, I was barred from being able to, you know, I grew up, went through all the public school systems, and due to my immigration status at the time, I was ineligible to receive in-state tuition or federal financial aid, even though I had gotten into the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. You know, growing up over there, that was...
You were not eligible?
I was not eligible because of the of the state laws.
So you went on,
laws.
Your parents paid on your own nickel?
Yeah,
and all
yeah,
that good
yeah,
stuff.
Exactly.
Okay.
So there's more than 15,000... students in the state of Tennessee who are going through that right now, still. So I did everything that I possibly could, worked night and day over the summer. I was able to afford to pay for one class at the community college, local community college there. I did that for about 3 years, and luckily we got a call from our immigration attorney who let us know, hey, that application that you had applied for almost 20 years ago has been approved. So that was...
Took that long,
yes, Ed. And,
so you happen to know a little something about the immigration process and what...
a little
this
something.
This is nothing that's new.
That's right. It's,
right.
You know, there's a lot of work that needs to be done regarding immigration, and I think we can all agree there. So, you know, I got the call. I officially became a U.S. citizen with a lot of privilege, and I saw that opportunity, and I looked at my... those opportunities, looked at the privilege that I had, and I said, you know, I can't sit around. I can't not bear the responsibility to do something, to step up, to speak up, to be a voice with my beloved people and my beloved people, Tennesseans, right? For everyday Tennesseans.
Sure.
And
I'm a Kentuckian. I'll forgive you that, though.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to let you slide this time.
But you know,
Stephen Reynolds gets up here, he'll try and baptize you. And yeah, he'll make a true blue orange out of you, I'm going to tell you. Not that you're not. You graduated UT already.
That's right. So,
with a degree in political science, folks.
Yes,
go
sir.
Figure. Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. More power to you, kid.
That's right. And you know, so
yeah.
I was able to finally, after... that time, I was then eligible to be able to go and graduate from the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, first generation graduate. And
your family must be extremely happy about that and proud over that, and they should be.
Yes, sir. Yes,
that's
sir.
That's unbelievable.
Yes, sir. And you know, I always say, you know, that I stepped up because truly, I my role model by my why is my mom, right? You know, she went through these systems, through did everything she possibly could, worked day and night. She worked mornings.
Tell people what your mother did.
Mm-hmm. So she worked mornings cleaning houses, right? She worked morning cleaning houses. She worked nights. Making and selling children's clothes online, and that's how we got through. We lived in you know, my little brother, my little sister eventually were born, and so it was four of us living, you know, in a one bedroom apartment. We had to make it work somehow, and so I look back at that, and I think to myself, you know, she truly taught me that if you want change, you don't wait for it, you fight for it, and that's exactly why we need change desperately here in the
state
of Tennessee.
Now, is your mom here in Middle Tennessee with you, or she's still in...
She's still over in Knoxville, yes,
she's
sir.
She's still over in Knoxville.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And
it's bound to be interesting around your table around Thanksgiving when you, you know, I bet, you know, when politics comes up over the turkey leg,
Oh, yeah.
You know, sure. Yeah.
It's always fun, but, you know, she's... again, she is my everything, and I I'm excited to be here, having this opportunity, and be able to, you know, make them proud, and be able to make myself proud, and be out here and fight for again, as we were, you know, everyday Tennesseans working hard to be able to have a good quality of life here in the state. So
would love to meet her sometime. You know, I really would. You probably wouldn't want me to meet her, but
a lot of people. I'll call her right after this.
Yeah,
and
I'm sure you will. Say, hey, stay away from this guy, Mom. He's nuts. My children feel that way too. They, you know, no, Dad, it's okay. It's not that bad. You know, and now your district runs Laverne, Smyrna. About, and now I've got to tell you, I talk to all you men and women that are running all these districts and everything, and I don't know the boundaries that well. Okay.
Yeah.
I really barely know them at all, because between the gerrymandering and the cutting up and all that, I don't even bother to keep up with it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But what is your area primarily, and do you know what those boundaries are? I mean,
Absolutely. So,
because there's a lot of people that they don't even know who they'll be voting for.
Right.
You know, they really don't.
No, yeah, exactly. And I think you said it perfectly. You know, after redistricting that happens every 10 years, Man, it was, yeah. This district got completely cut, crack, you know, split, whatever you want to call it, all ways around. And, it's unbelievable. But, you know, the district right now, it's the part of Laverne. They cut off top part of Laverne. So we have kind of like the bottom half of Laverne. It goes out to the Smyrna Airport, goes down the left-hand boundary, kind of is the I-24. But it goes out just a little bit out into the more rural areas on the left.
Right, okay.
And it comes down over by Stones River National Park. That's about the very bottom
okay,
of it.
Okay.
And then the very right-hand boundary
It comes that far up, Stones River National Park.
Yeah. That's actually the very bottom part of it. Yes, sir.
I'll be doggone. I did not know that.
That's right. And the right boundary is that Lowry Street that goes all the way.
Okay,
that's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Lowry Street, sure. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Okay, so you're in. How many? Do you know how many constituents are in there? How many voters, possible voters, are in there?
Roughly around 65,000. That's
65,000.
Around 60,000, 70,000. That's right.
Okay. All right. We're going to talk to Luis a little bit more. He's running. Is that the 49th district?
Yes, sir.
49th district. He's wanting your vote. He's asking for it. Jackson's on the board. I'm Ed Raymer. We're going to be back with you after our first series of breaks. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone. Scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hey, this is Ed, everybody. Want to tell you about a sponsor of ours. We've got Complete Yard Care. Their slogan is, we do it all. Low-maintenance landscape design, retaining walls, tree removal, stump grinding, lawns cut, mulching, landscaping. Now, you can reach them at 615-785-0384. Or you can look them up on the web at CompleteYardCareTN.com. They have a 5-star ranking on Google. That's Complete Yard Care. We do it all.
Go to Jay Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's Jay Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
All right, and we are back.
Luis Mata.
Yes, sir. Happy to be here, Ed. Thank you.
We are tickled to death to have you here, and hopefully we will have you back as this thing goes on. Now, I do so many of these broadcasts. When is your election, the primary, or all this? What's the schedule here?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are going to be on the ballot twice, right?
Sure.
And I'll go back a little bit further, right, because we get this question just to for folks. The March 5th happened, right? March 5th happened.
Right.
That was an election.
Okay.
That was the presidential primary preference, March 5th. It also included some local races there. So now what we have left is August and November, right? So August 1st is the primary election.
Sure.
And from there, it's November 5th, which is the general election.
General election.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Along with the presidential.
Yes, sir.
Is how this
mm-hmm.
goes. And early voting, I think. Now, I ran into Katie Wilson ran into her this past week at the post office. And early voting, I think, is going to start, I think, sometime in July.
That is correct.
She wasn't sure. She didn't have a schedule with her at that time. But now, Katie's normally... she's normally up on this stuff, and she's been around it for many, many years. But at any rate, we'll have to keep our eyes open, and we'll be announcing it here, so we'll know when everybody to get early. And hey, my wife and I, she got me to doing it years ago, and I went out and stood in that long line. My wife, you need to go vote early. Don't tell me what to do, woman, okay? I know. I'm the man of the house. I know what I'm supposed to do.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And I told you that Wolverines made good house pets. Would you buy into that theory? Probably not. I hope not. And I got caught in that. Let me tell you something. I never did it again. I said, no. We're going to. I walked in. She said, where you been? I said, I've been standing in line to vote. Yeah. Everybody decided to get politically righteous this year for some reason. And I was with a lot of my neighbors. Now, I, of course, we cannot vote for you because we live out South Church, obviously. But now you're talking to a lot of people tonight that can.
Right.
And a lot of people listen on our frequency down there because the tower was put up, especially for the Smyrna and Laverne area, 100.5. So,
that's amazing.
You know, you can talk to them, great. And that's what it's for. I thought about this, and I never do an outline or anything for any of you folks because I want you to speak for yourselves. If you went in today,
right.
What would be some of the things you'd want besides fundraising? What would be, that seems to be all they want to do is fundraise, but what's your pet projects? What would be one thing? Because I picked up our local paper here. This is the Daily News Journal. And they voted down again. One of the congressmen, you know, statistics indicate hunger comes down to certain poverty levels, which is not always accurate. My personal statistic is that one hungry child is too many.
Yeah.
And we were talking about public lunches and school, free lunch and free breakfast for our students to give them basic nutrition. Now, I'm not telling, I don't mean to put words in your mouth. I don't mean it. But here's the thing here that most people, what they want. You know, they want this. What do you say?
No, I mean, and I'll go back just a little bit to what you were saying about early voting. And then I'll get to this. But I think it's important for folks that are listening in to recognize that actually here in Rutherford County, it is one of the few counties here in the state of Tennessee where, you know, the way that people kind of pitch early voting is go out
right.
early vote, you avoid the long lines on election day, you can vote at any of the voting locations most convenient to you. But here in Rutherford County, actually, you are able to vote on election day also at any of the voting locations most convenient to you.
Alan Farley has done a fantastic job.
Yeah.
Has done a fantastic job with that.
Absolutely.
We've talked about it before. We have a caller on the line. Okay. Caller, this is Ed Raymer and Louis Mata. Please go ahead.
Mr. Raymer, how you doing, sir?
Hey, Jeff, how are you doing? Did you get all your...
My eyeball's going to be running through the next 3 weeks. There were all these basketball tournaments. I might have to...
Are you going to be getting started Tuesday afternoon, I guess?
I might get them checked after April Fool's Day. I don't know. But no, I just want to say, I didn't know if you'll call paper Mr. Mata about this morning. There was a cartoon in the opinion page today in the local paper. It had the guys doing the news. It says, in a shocking development, the state legislature has adjourned without passing some of its stupidest bills. And the guy sitting there on the couch on the so easy chair that says, somebody pinch me on that one. Somebody pinched me on that one. He wasn't wearing green, though, so he might have got pinched.
He wasn't wearing green, okay.
I'm
not wearing green tonight either, so I'm sorry. To all my Irish friends, of which I am.
Hope your campaign goes well. I don't know what when you got started or anything, but I know it's a long, long winding road for you. I know it's always hard to defeat an incumbent, so I know it's going to be tough for you. But I'm sure people out there will be supporting you as much as they can. And I did want to mention one thing to you, Lee. I just want to give a shout out to Middle Tennessee women's basketball team. They won the conference tournament again. They got selected and like to play in the women's tournament, NCAA tournament. They're going to play Louisville in the first game, and if they win, they might play LSU on their court. They're going to play at LSU.
When will they play, Jeff? When will they play?
I'm not sure, Thursday. I'm not sure if it's Thursday, Friday, or maybe Saturday. I'm not sure they haven't announced the game times or anything or dates.
Okay.
They're probably announcing later on tonight, but that's who they'll play. They play Louisville, and I believe it was last year or 2 years ago they played them out here at Murphy Center and beat them pretty badly, about 20.
Now, let me ask you, what was their seeding position?
11.
11?
11, which is okay. Pretty good. They got 11 seed last year and played Colorado and lost in the first round. So that's a pretty good seed for them. They won 19 in a row. They haven't lost this calendar year.
Well, Coach Enchel has always done a great job. He's been a guest of ours at least, I know, once, maybe twice. And he's been a guest up here at WGNS on other broadcasts many times. Fine fella. And lifelong, knows his girls' basketball, and he knows the ladies that come there, too.
Oh, yeah, he's got a girl sitting out right now. But red shirt, Jada Harris, she's from Westview, and she's just as good as some of the ones they got right now. So they're going to be all right. They want to lose two this year. They're going to be all right in the future. But they got a really good chance to maybe win a game or two in the NCAA tournament. I sure would like to see them. It's the 12th time he's made the NCAA tournament.
He's been
in Middle Tennessee 19 years now, and every year he's either been in the NCAA tournament or the women's NIT. He's never missed.
I know. He is fantastic.
Never missed.
I will do my very best to have him on after the season. I don't want to bother him or his coaches right now, of course, because obviously they're going to be very busy the next few weeks.
Yeah, one final thing. There's five teams in the women's field from Tennessee. There's Tennessee, Vanderbilt, UT Martin, Chattanooga, and Middle Tennessee.
Goodness gracious, that's a bunch.
Five teams out of 68 now from the state of Tennessee.
How'd you feel about Coach Barnes? Now, I know you call Coach Barnes regular Rick because he's regular.
I'm just a messenger. That's what the fans call him out. Fans call him out. So, I mean, he lost again. So, that's the tournament. He played St. Peter's. And, you know, a few years ago, Kentucky lost to St. Peter's. So, you know.
I know.
St. Peter, don't you call me because I can't go. I owe my soul to the 3-point line.
My grandfather's best friend, Merle Travis, wrote that song in Marienburg County, Kentucky. St. Peter, don't you come because I can't go because I owe my soul to the company store.
My soul to 3-point shots, so you better get ready, you know. That's all I can tell you about that. But it's going to be this week, and it's going to be exciting. So I enjoy your show, Emily. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Jeff, thank you. Jeff Neal, a continued supporter of WGNS. I am grateful he is a supporter of my broadcast. He listens every week. We talk maybe about once a week, sometimes twice, depending on what the news is. We read the papers. Jeff does some reporting for, I think, the Murfreesboro Post. I'm not sure. Maybe all of them. I don't know. And is just a good citizen and a concerned citizen. And we appreciate you, Jeff. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Luis, you need more people like Jeff. He's right. What can put you in office. He's the guy. Now, he's here in Murfreesboro, obviously, probably can't vote for you, I'm sure. But these are the type of people you need to get to.
Absolutely.
Salt of the earth. Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you, Jeff, for calling in. And I think you're right. You know, regardless of if you're in the district or not, you know, you have so much power. Such a, you know, your vote is your voice. And
that's
people
right.
can make an impact all across the state. You know,
there is no electoral college for you guys. Yep. This is not. Yep. People get confused over that. They, you know, my vote don't count. See, there they elected a guy president. I voted. Yeah, I understand. But that is not true. And some of you guys and gals, there's a handful of votes separating you now nationwide.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen this.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It can happen.
Yeah.
So.
No, there's, you know, there's that saying that it's like, you know, oh, it's just one vote. It's not going to matter, right? But it's like 40 million people saying that. That's 40
That's
million
a bunch
votes.
Of votes. Sure it is. Now, let me ask you, what if I say, okay, Jeff, you're going to work tomorrow morning, you're going down to state capitol, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
What's your idea? And it's not going to work that way, obviously, but what direction do you want to head?
Absolutely. So I think, thank you for that question. You know, I think that there's so much to be done.
Sure.
Right, and there's so much to be done. There's a lot of action. There's a lot of political will, political courage that is missing right now from our current leadership.
Courage is your key word right there.
Exactly, and there's a lot of actions, especially here. You know, it's our local communities, our local governments, our local leaders are asking for so much, right? They're asking for so things that have solutions, things that have actions behind them. So, for example, I think first and foremost, you know, all that to say, you know, Tennesseans deserve better, plain and simple, you know, and
sure.
I think that number
because
one.
Because when you have 80% of 70 and 80% of people that want, you know, we want this, and not only
That's
here in
right.
Tennessee, but nationwide. In other words, we want decent background checks on a person before they buy a gun.
Yep. Yeah.
Common sense.
Exactly. And it goes back to that, right? It's a common sense, and it's you know, majority of Tennesseans agree. We all just want to be able to live and thrive fully in our communities safely.
And our children to be safe.
And our children to be safe. Exactly. And so to answer your question, Ed, I think first and foremost, it's right now we're seeing a complete disregard for our public education system, our public school teachers, librarians, right? We're seeing attacks against them. You know, I am so incredibly grateful for my educators. You know, I'm a product of public schools. And we need to do everything that we possibly can to protect our public education and invest in our public education. And right now we're seeing the complete opposite. We're seeing this narrative that is completely starving our public education system and then saying it's not working for us. Well, yeah, you know, that's how that works. And
yeah, I've got it in a paper here. Yeah. Here's, I don't know how many articles. This is in today's Daily News Journal, folks. I'll show it to you again. And, I mean, they can't even agree on a subject that I'm proud to say I've talked about since I first got here. We started doing this with free lunch for the kids. We're already feeding a bunch of them anyway. It's free lunch.
Exactly.
Take care of our children.
No, exactly.
That's all we're asking. And most Tennesseans want this. Most of my friends in Kentucky want this. It's not because they're poor. They just say, you know, these other kids, give them, you know.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right, and I think that we want to be able to thrive. We want to be able to have a good quality of life, and that goes back to the basic necessities, right? We want to be able to the key point there is we want to be able to thrive and not just survive, right? And I think that a lot of people, working Tennesseans, everyday Tennesseans, are trying so hard to just survive, find out where their next meal is going to come from, how they're going to be able to choose between paying for their medical bills or putting food on the table, right? And that is completely unacceptable. We have had my opponent has been in office for 13 years. It's long overdue that we need to see some actionable solutions to the issues that are actually happening here in our local communities. So right now, you know, going back to what I was saying, right now we're seeing this voucher scam going through the state legislature.
Scam is
voucher scam that is siphoning public tax dollars away from our already underfunded public schools to subsidize the private education of the wealthy and privileged few. And here's the thing, Ed. This voucher scam is you know, the way that we're seeing it is around $7,000, right?
That's of the what I've heard, and stand corrected on that. But you probably know better than I do. Sure.
And here's the thing: the average tuition for private school is around $12,000. And I've been talking to voters across the district, and these are conversations that we've been having. And you know, it's roughly $12,000. So where's the other $5,000 going to come from? You know what I mean? This is, you know, people are pushing the voucher scam are saying, oh, well, this is giving students and parents a choice to be able to go and get a different type of education. But the reality is that it's going to people who are already privileged and wealthy that are able to afford that $5,000 difference. You know what I mean?
And
when in a world and in a society where education should be the most important and accessible thing for all of us, right?
Well, I mean, and here you are in Middle Tennessee, and I don't know now you're a young man. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but when my wife and I, we stayed here in Rutherford County. I've been here since 1980, basically. Spent a little time in Wilson County because of the job transfer over there. But basically back to Rutherford County, lived in Smyrna, lived in Laverne, live here in Murfreesboro now. The one key thing for us was the county school system here in Rutherford County. Mm-hmm. And it's fantastic. Yeah. And I don't want anyone monkeying around with it, especially you don't want anyone like me messing with it. I've never taught these children. We raised two wonderful children. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not an educator. I'm not. I've got a lot of good friends that are former educators, too. And they're pretty disgusted with the way this thing is going, by the way.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, this is important. You know, when you can't even agree just to feed a child. I mean, I don't get it, you know. But you're going to go out and help kids, send money to them to go to a private school. Then what happens? I mean, this was the vote that was taken was for, and I don't want to get off on a tangent here. Don't get me wrong. But what do you do when all the other private schools in this county alone come up and say, hey, where's our share?
Uh-huh.
How much is there to go around?
Yeah.
And here's another thing. What about faith-based schools? You going to a private school, or are you going to a faith-based school? See? I I've had a problem with that since day one. Have no problem. We got good friends of ours. Their children, all over the place, they go to private schools. Great. That's wonderful. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I've talked with other parents that said, you know, he had a guy he had worked for, a very successful man. He said he had five or six children. About two or three of them went to private school. Two or three of them went to public schools. But because of different occupations thing. And he said when I'd go to visit with them or see them, I couldn't tell any difference in either one of them. They were all nice kids. Mm-hmm. And the education starts, like it did with your mama, probably at home.
Mm-hmm. No, that's exactly right. And, you know, what we're seeing is that we're seeing how they're trying to pit private and public schools together, right? They're trying to do that, and the reality is that we're seeing, you know, that you know, private education is better than public education, and you know, the data, the statistics show that that is just simply incorrect. You know
right.
what I mean? And mm-hmm. and you know, 90% of Tennessee students are in public schools.
Right?
90%
We're going all the way out of our way for 10% of our students.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know, like
that's fine. That's if you can afford it, that's fine. That's good.
Exactly.
I don't
that's
have a problem
exactly
with
what
that.
I was gonna say. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. the thing. That you said it perfectly, right? If you can afford it, great. Do it. You know, that is your choice, right? But it's like, you know, this whole entire voucher scam is you know, as I said, right? It's siphoning public tax dollars away from our already underfunded public schools to subsidize the private education of the wealthy and privileged few. And here's the thing, Ed, I have talked to, again, our local leaders, our local governments, you know, school board members, directors down here in Rutherford County.
Right.
And yep. the thing is, you know, they have all agreed locally to send a message to our state delegation here in Rutherford County saying we oppose voucher scams, right? We do not want the voucher scam in our local community.
Did they ever send the message?
They made that message very loud and clear publicly, and our state delegation continues to vote
ignore
what our local leaders have been asking for.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
they can't agree. But here's the thing.
Yeah,
and it's no, you know, and I'm just going to say this, and this is me talking. This is not Luis. This is me. This is Ed Raymer. We know one party controls most of this state, okay? Mm-hmm. They're fighting among themselves now.
Mm-hmm.
They can't even decide what they want to do. Jax is back in here. Jax, when you get a minute, we're going to go to our last series where it gets that. So that's okay with you. And, you know, they're fighting among themselves. They can't agree on what they want to have for lunch, much less give free lunch to the kids, you know. Great
that's right.
day. You know,
no, yeah, that's absolutely right, Ed. You know, we're seeing a supermajority that is completely in shambles, a supermajority that's weak and that is doing everything they possibly can to take away the freedoms, the rights of Tennesseans, everyday Tennesseans, and we deserve better, right? That's you
our
know,
children
what
deserve
our
better.
Children,
our children,
our
deserve
families,
better. Yeah.
We deserve better, right? And we deserve to be able to have a future that is one where we can all be able to afford to live in our neighborhoods, where
right.
we can afford accessible health care, public education. That's right.
Luis Mata is here with us. He's running for the 49th District congressional seat down there. That's wide open. He's going to well, it's not wide open, but he's going to be going for it. And it's a big area down there. We're going to be back to finish out the rest of our broadcast. We're going to our second series of breaks. Jackson's on the board. My name's Ed Raymer. Back with you right after this. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hey, this is Ed, everybody. Want to tell you about a sponsor of ours. We've got Complete Yard Care. Their slogan is, we do it all. Low-maintenance landscape design, retaining walls, tree removal, stump grinding, lawns cut, mulching, landscaping. Now, you can reach them at 615-785-0384. Or you can look them up on the web at CompleteYardCareTN.com. They have a 5-star ranking on Google. That's Complete Yard Care. We do it all.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. All right. Thank you, Jackson. Appreciate it. Appreciate, you know, what this young man does and all the folks that come up here. They work as interns here and do a great job. And, you know, I don't do that side of the board. I let them do their thing and I do my thing and then sit here and talk and question the guest, you know. Luis Mata is running for the 49th District. Congressional district, parts of Smyrna and Laverne. Is it mostly Smyrna or is it mostly Laverne? Have you, mm-hmm. Do you know?
Yeah. The 49th State House District is, you know, most of Smyrna, a little bit of the top part of Laverne.
Okay.
A little bit of the bottom half. A little bit of the bottom half of Laverne, a little bit of the top half of North Murfreesboro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
But okay. The meat of Smyrna. That's right.
Sure. Now, again, you got a plethora of subjects to pick from. I mean, this state, everything from gun control to the vouchers, as we were talking about, all that. Anything that really sticks out that is a craw on your side?
Yes, absolutely. So, thank you. There's actually, again, you know, meeting with local leaders, local government officials, talking to voters, right? The most important part, talking to the folks in the community. What we are seeing is that we, the folks are saying that we need to be able to fund our growth, right? That's what we keep hearing. We need to be able to fund our growth. Rutherford County is growing. And here's the thing, Ed. We knew Rutherford County was going to grow 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
We
had to have been proactive 10 years ago. Again, my opponent has been here for 13 years. 10 years ago, we had to have been proactive.
Agreed.
Right now, we're having to be reactive. And I think that is what we are seeing across the board, right?
It's one of the biggest problems in government all up and down, up and down the ladder.
Exactly. And it's time for us to have leaders up there that are going to be proactive and fighting for the solutions to the real issues happening in our community. One of which, right, is how are we going to fund our growth, right? So what do we mean by that? Again, we're seeing a lot of new folks here in Rutherford County. It's growing. But there's also people who have lived here for years, right? Their entire lives.
Sure. Right.
So how are we smartly, responsibly, and equitably funding our growth? So here's the thing. The local Rutherford County Commission has asked the state leaders, state delegation, Rutherford County state delegation, to figure out a plan to fund the growth. So their plan is incorporating impact fees, right? And they've been asking for that for a while now, and they're stagnant, right? They're not acting. They're not acting, and what we saw is that our property taxes went up almost 16%, Ed.
Sure.
So we're talking
largest increase in the history of this county.
That's exactly right. So we're seeing You know, folks are normal. You know, the opposition says, "Oh, taxes, taxes, taxes." But it's the reality is, you look at why our property taxes are increasing, right? And it goes down. It's as simple as that. There are smart and equitable and responsible ways to fund our growth, and we have to figure out those solutions. We have to work with our local leaders, work with the local communities, to take action on those solutions,
and to realize that everyone's not out to get you.
Yes. Yeah.
We're not coming for you. We're coming to try and find a solution to this. You know,
right.
I've had many of our leaders on over the last more than a decade now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and one of the first things I say is, you know, maybe I'll have one on one side, one on the other. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're not here tonight to point fingers. We're not here to assess blame.
Yep.
There's plenty of blame to go around for all of us. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a situation. How are we going
exactly.
to fix it?
Exactly.
And many of our, you know, and a good friend of mine, talked to him this week, Rob Mitchell, our county property assessor, he gets the yoke hung around his neck all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rob is simply doing his job as mandated by state government.
Yeah.
He must do certain things that's his job. It's not that he likes increasing taxes or anything like anybody. He pays them just like we do. You know?
Exactly.
So.
No, you're exactly right, and I think that's you know, if we're zooming out a little bit, we're seeing the way how we have just we veered away from the reality of what politics should be, right? We should have our representatives on speed dial, their personal phone numbers, saying, "Hey, these are the issues happening," and we are now seeing that those in power are too busy putting politics over people, profits over people, and we need to go back to the basics, Ed.
Back to the basics, right. Shaking hands and knocking doors. And that's one way you'll do it. We have a caller on the line. Caller, this is Ed Raymer. Go ahead, please.
Ed Raymer, this is Hooper Pinuel out in God's country in Las Casas, Tennessee.
Hooper, did they let you out of San Quentin?
They did. They let me out for the night.
Oh, okay. So you got to be back in the morning at 6.
I might need your help.
I can't help you, buddy. Sorry. Okay, I'm going to let you go. Take care. Cooper, what do you think about this young man?
I think he's a great candidate. I'm not sure whether he's a Democrat or what, but I hope he's a Democrat.
He is a Democrat, yes.
Absolutely. He needs to push that.
Yeah.
He needs to push it that he's a Democrat.
By the way,
awful to be identified as a Democrat.
No.
I just want to call and say congratulations for the candidate that I'm sure he's going to do a great job down in the 49th. But he needs to push that and try to get as many Democrats as he can to vote for him to get him in the office.
Well, and we've had a lot, Hooper, as you know, you and I have talked. They're sitting on the sidelines waiting. What are you waiting for? You know. You there, Hooper?
That's right.
Yeah. I'm
here.
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
Well,
waiting for what? You better get out there and vote.
We need to step out before the time to go to the election office to vote.
Yep.
And start pushing it more and more on the side of the Democrats, because the Republicans are doing it left and right. And as you know, they've got the voice right now. We have. They've got it. But I just wanted to call in and encourage people to vote from the top down,
mm-hmm.
Joe Biden all the way down on the Democratic side. If we don't elect Joe Biden as president, we may not have a choice to vote again.
I don't think, you know, people used to say that and they said it in jest. That's not a joke anymore for me. And you and I have lived long enough to see this happen. You know.
It's terrible. It's terrible to think those kind of things, really. But
And when you have people saying, I mean, this character, Vladimir Putin, is running in Russia. You know, I wish our elections were run that way. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. I mean. You know, come on, man. And you got people, I want a dictator. You do? Well, why don't you run over to Russia?
That's right.
I mean, how about Hungary? That guy's a good one.
We don't need a dictator here.
No,
I
don't think so. No.
But anyway, I just want to encourage people to think about the positive things that our current president's doing.
Right.
He's doing a great job, and people need to identify with him and not listen to all this other negative stuff that's coming out about him. We've got a lot to be thankful for here in the United States.
That we do.
In America, and your candidate there for the 49th is one of those people that want to do a great job, and they will do a great job if they get elected, but they've got to get elected, and we've got to elect from the top down, too. So
well, you know, we had Hope Oliver. She's a county commissioner now, They told me she'll never be able to do it. I said, yes, she can. When I first saw her, I think she thought I was out of my mind. I said, Hope, you can do this. You can do this. And I'm here to tell Louise, you can do this. You know.
I spent some time in the Air Force in Spain.
Right.
During the Franco regime. And we were not allowed to wear our uniforms downtown because we'd be identified as Americans.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. And it was a little bit difficult to try to support the local economy and all that when these people were looking at you over the shoulder, trying to come up with something to accuse you of doing something wrong. But anyway,
sure,
we do not need to live under a dictatorship, and that's hopefully that will never happen here.
Or either an authoritarian type situation either.
Sure,
right. We don't need that. This guy in Hungary is out of his mind, you know.
That's
and
exactly
CPAC right. asked him to come and speak. I think it's the second year he spoke down there, I believe.
Yeah. I think they're in love with him.
You know,
I think you're right, and good luck to the candidate there in the 49th.
Thank you so much, well, Cooper. Thanks for calling.
Good luck to you, buddy. Okay.
Hooper, thank you. I will talk to you later in the week, my friend. Okay.
See you, buddy. Okay.
Take care, my friend. Hooper Pinuel, honorary mayor of Las Casas, Tennessee. He used to be your election commissioner here.
Awesome.
He had Alan Farley's job before Alan had it.
Wow.
Yeah. He was there in charge, yes, and he will be one of your biggest supporters. I will assure you, he is from old school, and he knows what you're talking about, shaking hands, pressing the flesh, old way. And I know people, well, you got Facebook, just go on there. That's wonderful. That's great. And you can put them all together. You can be here with me every Sunday. But I might, you know, and I'd like to think we get you a few votes. Mm-hmm. But nothing beats President Kennedy once said, anytime you shake a man's hand, a man now or a woman, when you shake that hand, you've pretty much guaranteed that vote.
You know,
people remember that person-to-person contact. You know,
that's right, Ed. And you know that something that I always say is it's hard to hate up close, right?
It is.
It's hard to hate up close. We've been our team has been out. We've been knocking doors, talking to voters. Again, going back to the grassroots, going back to the basics, having these real conversations, right? That is what wins campaigns.
Kitchen table issues.
That's talking
exactly
about, hey,
right,
how can I be a true fighter for you up at our state capitol? What issues are important to you?
Right.
How can I improve your quality of life? Here's my personal phone number. Call me. You know, that is the strategy here, and it's talking to folks and saying, hey, our leadership has failed us. That is the reality. Our leadership has failed us. They've been in power for more than the past 10 years, and
it's going on about 20 now. Uh-huh. It's utterly, you know. And I look back, and Luis and I were talking because, you know, I was mentioning, you know, when Bart Gordon was our representative in Washington, because of Bart Gordon, we have our greenway now.
Mm-hmm.
And it stretches for miles. And people enjoy it, and they have no idea. Bart got that federal money in here. Now, does it require work, and does it require, maintenance? Yes, it does. Yeah. But look at the growth we've had in this community. You've got to have things like that, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, our family has a family farm that a lot of our kids, our sons go to, and they deer and turkey hunt up there. A lot of people do not have that.
Yeah.
Okay? We're very, very fortunate. We're very lucky. It's only 85 acres. You couldn't plant a sprig of corn on it. It would have to grow like that because it's all just hills and hollows, yeah. You know. There's not, but it's perfect for deer and turkey, and the boys love it, you know. And, you know, but a lot of people don't have that, have that privilege. And we're certainly running out of places to hunt down here because the more houses and places that are built, it's happening, and it's happening all the way from Laverne right over here to Eagleville to Rockvale, back down to Smyrna.
Right.
And then, of course, here in good old Murfreesboro. So, and like you say, government has become reactive instead of proactive.
That's exactly
and,
right.
And, you know, a good friend of mine, well, I'll just tell you, it's Rob Mitchell, and Rob and I agree, and he's Republican. It's been a big part of his life as a Democrat. I don't know what happened there, but nonetheless, that's his business. But, you know, I mean, you know, but we agree on something. If it's a tax, call it a tax.
Yes.
And tell people, here is what it's for. Mm-hmm. People will understand for the most part, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just, you know, the reason we got into this 15-16% thing, like you were mentioning earlier, is because we all know what it was. You know, there'll be no tax increase under this administration. You know, okay, bully for you. Great. Okay. Now you're going to hit us after you're long gone. And our other people that have to take up this slack, now they're getting hit over the head with the two before, you know. And I hate to tell them, but fellas, it may, ladies and gentlemen, it may cost some of you some of your jobs. It cost you your office because of lack of foresight by the people that were here before you got here. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean Democrats. I'm talking about some of these Republicans. Ladies, we're getting close. We've got 4 minutes left.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell us how people can get hold of you. Get on board with your campaign. What's going on? How do we reach you?
Go ahead. Absolutely. So, and I want to go to Hooper was making a great point there of, you know, it's so important for us to reclaim what it means to be Democrats. You know, I think that it has to be, we have to be shameless. We have to know that the Democrat is the party of power, of strength, of unity, and we are ready to step up and make the change that we know that we deserve. And as you're saying, you know, we have we have a duty to step up and fight for our families now right here, but also fight for our families in the future, right? And as you're saying, we have to be taking action and making sure that we are doing everything we possibly can to build a better future for ourselves and our families, right?
Right.
And that starts by joining together and being unified. I don't know how many folks are listening that are Spanish speakers, but what they say in Spanish is la unión hace la fuerza. And what that means is in unity, there is strength.
Right.
So to the folks listening in District 49, the Fighting 49ers, Ed, that's what we're
the Fighting 49ers.
The Fighting 49ers, you know, I invite you to join us so that we can be united, so that we can be strong together. That is how we will be successful in this campaign. We'll continue to. Those are the values of our campaign, right? Unity, strength, and resilience, and hard work. And so I invite you all, you can find us on our website, vote Luis Mata. That's VOTELUISMATA.com. And our social media, also VOTELUISMATA.
Okay. And that's the best way to reach you. Contribute to your campaign or to work in your campaign, to hand out flyers, whatever it may take.
That's right. So, you know, as we were saying earlier, right, we are going to the grassroots, the basics, right? We are going to be out there talking to voters, all the voters across District 49, to make sure that we are bringing in the most amount of people to our movement. We are building a powerful movement to flip this seat, flip District 49, and to create the change that we know that we deserve. So I invite you all to come out, join us. You know, we are starting our door knocking. We started that, and we're going to be going strong every single day until November 5th. And after that, right, Ed?
We want you to know you have an open seat here. You're welcome here at my broadcast every Sunday night at 8 o'clock. You're welcome to call in, have your people call in, bring people with you. You've found a home here, and make yourself home, make use of it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
God bless you, son. I'm proud of you. Put your name on a ballot, folks. You're going to make a difference. This young man has done that. And for the Emily Raymer Show, I'm Ed Raymer. Until next Sunday night, 8 o'clock. I'll catch you down the road. Good night.
Pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna.